This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
I feel
bathroom?
Like I had to say yes, bedroom? Just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
taken
care of.
It took forever. And the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
Shop Blinds.com for up to 50% off site-wide and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
God, I just want to die.
Say that on the air.
The mic's on.
Yeah, should have been for yours.
I just said that
it
on the air.
On went the air.
I said that on the air. Yes, that was on the air. God. Oh, my God. And kids don't even know. They don't even remember. I guaranteed them. They don't even remember.
Ken Stotts. Are you going to go to their class when they're seniors? Guarantee them something else?
No. Never again. Never again. I cannot believe they lost to the Raiders. I mean, I can't. I cannot. I can't believe they lost to the Raiders and the quarterback played well. What are you laughing about? What?
Because
what's funny?
Just in my mind, I just did the edit that I know Owen wants to make, which is, all right, I guarantee it. Tell the kids. And then 9:03 on Monday. I can't believe we lost. I want to die. I can't believe we lost.
I was not that excited when I guaranteed them. I begrudgingly guaranteed the children. I didn't want to guarantee them. And then this kindergarten teacher from the far west side calls in and then puts her kids on the phone, and I had to guarantee the children. I can't not guarantee children. Well, now I can. I can absolutely not guarantee children. See, this is the bad thing here. And it ain't about me. It's about the fans, and it's about the Browns being 1-3. Let me just say this for me personally. Like, when I started doing this, I respect the guys who came before us. Don't get me wrong here, as I put an eraser phrase out there. I just don't want to be cynical and bitter about everything later on. And then over the course of time, you realize they didn't want to be cynical and bitter over everything either. But it happens because you say things and then you're held accountable for them. And at first, when you have faith, that starts to work against you. So when I have faith and I'm happy-go-lucky, those things start to work against me because there's people who've been here longer. They go, oh, no. It ain't going to go that way. And now once I've guaranteed children and failed to fulfill that promise, no matter what I say, no matter what I do, no matter how excited I am, there's a little part of me that's burned out now. Somewhere in the cosmos, the far reaches of my brain, the farthest reaches of my soul, there is something now that has burned out that I will probably never, ever get again. Because once I've let children down, there becomes a part of your soul that goes away forever. And I'll always remember that. So if I get to do this 20 years or two more years or two more days, that will still be in the back of my head. The time I guaranteed a classroom of children, small children, that the Browns would win because their kindergarten teacher called me up. And while I know I'm not personally responsible for the Browns and their miserable failings yesterday and giving up 157 yards on the ground and Amari Cooper not being able to catch and Deshaun Watson not getting any blocking and DeJuan Jones playing a Cirque du Soleil over at right tackle, I know I'm not personally responsible for any of that, but they're not the ones that have to talk to the fans every day. And that's where I'll leave it with myself. Because I do have to say something here, Tone, and I think you agree with me. Do people want to hear? We've had several callers and several tweeters give us some pushback. So I want to know from people, do you want to hear the truth or do you just want to hear your truth? There's a difference. There is a difference. We have alternative facts on everything. Do you want to hear the truth about how the quarterback played, or do you want to hear your truth of how the quarterback played? Because I can do it one way or the other. I'm serious. I want to know from the fans. I know the other show does Therapy Monday. So it's a Monday where we lick our wounds. Do they want me to say the truth, which is he wasn't the reason you lost the game. He played well. He wasn't Superman, but he played very well. Or do they want to hear their truth, which seems to be so many people and what they want to say and what they want to hear is that, hey, you lost the football game. His yards per weren't that great. You're playing against the suck-ass Raiders, and you ended up losing the football game anyway, so I don't want to hear it. And he ain't worth the money. Oh, I mean, we could do either or.
Well, it's been the cumulative effect of how he's played here and how bad he's been. Okay.
His legend precedes him.
Yeah, I think that's what's seeping into the conversation today, because I think even, you know, the guys doing the game yesterday, the unbiased observers, you know, Ross Tucker, who else was on the call yesterday?
Jay Feely and Beth Mowins.
Yeah, they said he was playing good to fine, to better than good. I mean, was he transcendent? No, obviously not. They lost the game, and they had opportunities to win it. And on fourth quarter, he had an opportunity to make the play of the game to bring them from behind, and he couldn't do it. He didn't even let it rip. I will say I saw a more confident Deshaun Watson yesterday. I saw an accurate Deshaun Watson yesterday, and I did see a Watson that had, you know, another touchdown and like 100 more yards taken off the board because of a drop and a massive ticky-tack penalty. So I do think that's the best he's played from start to finish as a Browns quarterback. He's had great halves. He's had great stretches. From first quarter to the end of the game, I think that's the best I've seen him. And, you know, if that to you is still not good enough, I understand it. They lost a game to a terrible team without their best players. I get it. I'm not happy about it either. I also don't think the season is over 5 weeks in, 4 weeks in. I think a lot of fans do. I'll debate. I have the rest of the week to debate fans on that, but I'm going to lose that argument today because they're 1-3 against probably the easiest schedule in the NFL. I get that.
216-474-0092. Let me get to the phones here. Mike in Streetsboro. Hello, Mike.
Hey, Kenny.
Hi.
Yeah, the season's over. You might as well forget it. It's over, dude.
Does it matter that they're getting?
Do you have anything else other than telling me the season is over?
Does it matter that they're getting Chubb, Njoku back, and Watson seems to be getting better?
I don't know, man. I just think that we're not getting our money's worth out of this quarterback. And I mean, you're 1-3. How are you going to dig yourself out of that hole?
Can we at least get an Olive Garden in Streetsboro?
Well, that would be great. I agree with you in that.
Thank you. At least we got that going for us, Mike. Thank you very much for the call. Mike's at least one of my brethren on getting an Olive Garden. What? I got to find something to be excited for.
Well, what's interesting is that
unlimited salad and breadsticks, that's plenty to get excited about.
The stuff that we have banked on in the past, stuff like the offensive line, can't bank on it anymore. Stefanski being two-time coach of the year. Didn't seem to matter yesterday when he's sitting there settling for a punt, not even giving your excellent field goal kicker a chance, who had already made a 50-plus yarder, and he was in his range. It's in a dome. It's not like it's hostile territory on the road, and he opted to punt. So they didn't get that chance back. I mean, that's the kind of stuff, the stuff that you, the hallmark, the tackling, and the great defense, you couldn't bank on it yesterday as they got pummeled up the middle.
Michael in Akron. Michael, hello.
Hey, good morning. Ken, I do agree with you that Deshaun didn't have a terrible game yesterday, and he wasn't the reason they lost.
Okay.
But with that said, I think what they lack from Deshaun is a severe lack of leadership. He hasn't shown it, to me anyway.
Who's that? Who hasn't shown it?
Watson. He's saying Watson.
Watson.
Go ahead, Michael.
Just watching the way he handles himself with the other players, what he said in his press conferences, even with his legal issues, he never took accountability, and I think it's showing. And these guys need to take a look at how the Cleveland Guardians do things, and that's how you put a team together, but it has to start with the leadership, and Deshaun don't have it.
So let me tell you this. Going back to yesterday, I was already in not the brightest place because of how well Baker Mayfield was playing and how well Joe Flacco was playing, and I knew that put even more pressure on them to win. But I noticed something where I think the man from ESPN, his name escapes me, the reporter for their website, was saying that the last people to talk before they went in. Now, I don't know if he says anything to them in the locker room or anything like that. But the last ones to talk were Rodney McLeod, veteran, okay. And the other one to get everybody hyped up was Jameis Winston. And so many people will say, and Michael, thank you very much for the call, because I have to examine this a little bit. Tone, go with me and say I'm crazy. The last person they said to talk to everybody was Jameis Winston. And I'm going, what's the backup doing talking to everybody? I mean, you could say what you want to. You can be you can have the right attitude and be a quote-unquote team leader. But if you're not going out there on the field, we know damn well there's a difference. You can say whatever you want to on the sidelines, but the guys out there in the field, if Winston were called into service, then there'd be a difference there. But you can only say so much from the sidelines. That's it.
That I will say,
it's better coming
camp,
from him than like me or you.
Since camp is as entertaining as Jameis Winston is, and man, when you're winning games, you laugh about this stuff. But there is something a little off kilter with the backup quarterback being a leader.
Yeah.
It just doesn't really make a lot of sense. And that's not normally how these locker rooms are built.
In the press conference, it's very rarely. We are one of the rare cases. Like, and usually that's just when you don't have much faith in your starter.
Right.
And so usually that leadership has to come from your starter. And if it's fake, they can see right through it. So again, we're giving out game balls and he's got the C on his jersey. But I'm going, well, you're not the one saying anything to them? Okay, and if I find out more about locker rooms and as they come out of the tunnel or whatever, then I'd love to change that opinion and say
I'm
wrong.
And I remember,
but I don't know if I can.
And I remember it was a little weird.
Right now, I can't.
It was a little weird last year when you had a guy come in the way he did in Joe Flacco. And I remember him telling us, I mean, we interviewed him during that run at the end of the year. And Joe Flacco was like, this is not my locker room. But when you're winning games and you're the quarterback, it does kind of become that by default. By the way, as far as accountability, this was Deshaun Watson yesterday after the game.
Just everything. We're not doing enough. You know, it starts with me. If I'm going to be the quarterback of this offense, we all got to be all the way locked in. You know, right now we're not doing enough to get the W. So, you can put it on me for sure.
And I'll say, thank God, because that's a hell of a lot different from what we heard earlier this week. And then again, what he did with DeJuan Jones, where, yes, there are anger and there's fights and there's always going to be, you're in an emotional moment. I liked what he did with DeJuan Jones going over to him on the bench and saying whatever he was saying in his ear and calming some people down and getting going again. That's what I liked. But, boy, when I was in a bad place, I got to tell you, I was really ready to use that against him, the whole Jameis Winston stuff. Because if he would have went out there and he would have sucked up the room, then I can't even say he was good. And then I certainly couldn't accuse him of being a great leader. So that's something that's going to be a moving target this year. Him being really, really good and the leadership qualities, whether or not he has them or he doesn't. These are things that we have to pay attention to. Because I think the fans are paying attention to it.
Okay.
I like Grant Delpit. So, I ain't taking shots at him. I just agree with him. That's all.
So I do wonder, and I asked Daryl about this question. I mean, there was some stuff around the periphery, obviously, like his quarterback coach getting into it with fans. That's a weekly occurrence. The DeJuan Jones, the sideline stuff. I mean, it's starting to bubble over, right? And Elijah Moore's dad. I mean, I don't blame a father for wanting to see his kid get more opportunities, even at the NFL level.
Yeah, I don't blame him either, but can I just tell the truth that I mean, your son's a paid professional. Yeah. If you don't like it, again, there are plenty of people. We have Photoshop, we have iMovie, or you can go ahead and call Odell Beckham Jr.'s dad and get him the hell out of here with you. If you want to, it's already been done once. It can be done again.
I just remember the Odell father stuff. It was something that became...
It was bizarre.
Yeah, it was bizarre, and it became a storyline. I don't know that Elijah Moore's dad, I mean, he smoothed it over with some later tweets. He was trying to have fun with it eventually. I just wonder, when a team is losing, and this isn't a young team, again, as far as starting lineups go, depending on how they put it together, they're either the oldest NFL team in the league, or they're the second oldest, okay?
Yeah.
You could see the frustration mounting. You can see the body language. And I know it's, you say, well, every team that loses feels that way. Yeah, but this team, the stakes are pretty damn high. And you're wondering, like, how are they going to dig themselves out of this? How are they going to put it together? I made a case, right? Njoku, Deshaun's looking more confident. I really do believe that. I know they put up a video at 92.3 The Fan on social media, and people are killing me for saying he made big-time plays and looked like a big-time quarterback yesterday. I mean, that's what I saw.
Well, to make you feel better, James sent us an email and says, stop talking about how well Watson played. Not a TD after the opening drive. That isn't good. All teams have dropped passes and penalties.
And
all
they
right,
do.
Everybody sucks.
And
fine.
They do.
Fine.
And I've noted that before.
Nothing's good. Everybody sucks.
I've absolutely noted that before, that when we talk about our drops, well, do you talk about every other team's drops? Are you just not really paying attention to them? Yesterday, you really feel like if the holding isn't called and Amari doesn't drop that, I think they would have won. But they also had opportunity to make up for it, and they didn't. And they had a drive at the end of the game, and Deshaun Watson inexplicably decided not to let it rip on the final drive of the game. That's,
I mean, that
stuff.
Play, that, obviously, that play wasn't good, but I cannot not see the truth. You want me to tell you the truth how I see it? This is how I see it. Like, he was not a top five quarterback. He wasn't a top 10 quarterback yesterday. He was good.
Yeah,
that's
I'm
what
with
I
you.
Said.
I'm with you.
I'm not saying that. Some people said Watson from Houston. I was getting texts, Houston Watson is back. What? I mean, maybe because he played well and they lost. Threw for 176 yards without the penalty. If he would have had the penalty, or the penalty wouldn't have been called because it was a tight call, it obviously would have been a lot more, and the stats would have looked a hell of a lot better. Yeah, every team has dropped passes and penalties and fumbles and all that crap. But I'm looking at this entire team and seeing what they did. And looking at the offensive line, which sucked. Looking at the kicking, which sucked in the worst possible moment. Other than that, it's been great. But look at that part where it's terrible. The missed tackles that happened. You gave up 99 yards, according to Next Gen Stats, after missed tackles on rushing. So 157 yards, 99 of them on the ground came after a missed tackle. That had to be the highest in the NFL, I'm not sure. So you had that going against you. Oh, yeah, and Amari Cooper bobbled a pass again. And ended up in the hands of a DB killing whatever drive you were trying to put together. That's just off the top of my head. That's not Deshaun Watson's fault. I'm just telling you guys the truth. You might not want to hear it. You might not like hearing it.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options, from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
I'm John Oran, and I have a new podcast called The Varsity. I will bring on the smartest people I know to break down the hottest topics in sports media. Available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
taken care of. It took forever. And the worst part? Hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
Shop Blinds.com for up to 50% off site-wide and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Because, and I know why, and you want to tell the truth, and we'll just lay it all out there for everybody. They don't want to hear that because they don't want the owner getting any ideas to keep this guy around any longer than they think he should. So they do not want him to play well. Losing's one thing, but if they're going to lose, they don't want him to play well because they don't want anybody getting ideas to keep him around any longer. That's what I think is bothering a lot of people. You want to go ahead and say it? Let's say it. Because he didn't play bad. And that, to them, scares them. Because that means that maybe we'll get an idea and go, well, maybe we just need a different coach. Or maybe we just need some different players. And we could hold him here and he could continue to play for us. So they want him to not just lose. They need him to fail miserably while he loses. So the quicker he's out of here, then they can start to move on to a different quarterback because they feel that we are wasting our time. And you know what? We may very well be wasting our time. That's the truth. The other side ain't going to want to hear me on that. I don't know. Apparently, there's a bunch of people with clocks in their mentions. I have no idea what's going on there. That was told to me yesterday or last week.
There's people who
have clocks. I don't know. Xavier P. has always tweeted us. I just thought it was like a thing, but he has a clock. And somebody was tweeting at me last week, and I'm going, what do you mean a clock? There's people who have, apparently, Tone, I don't know why I'm saying this now, but I'm going to say it. Apparently, there are clocks, like it's an emoji. And it's in the Twitter account. And according to this person, I'm like, man, I thought I was on this website a lot. I guess I'm not on that much. I hate to get too Twitter inside. Is that the people who have the clocks, I don't know what it stands for, but they are big Deshaun Watson fans. So they go after people who are critical or Deshaun Watson on the internet, or I have no idea what the hell's going
on. Well, there's definitely...
You can be a fan of whatever player you want to be. I just know that the people who seem to be very strong Deshaun Watson fans don't want to hear me say anything negative about the guy or his play. And the other side definitely doesn't want to hear me say anything positive about
him. This city is massively split on the quarterback.
Yes.
What else is new? I mean, we've been doing that for a long time.
By now.
Unfortunately, like yesterday was a day that, you know, it's not clear cut. This stuff is not really clear cut. Like, yeah, the Dallas game, I thought he was terrible. The Jacksonville game, I thought he did enough. The Giants game, I didn't think he had much of a chance. He wasn't good and he didn't have much of a chance. Yesterday, I thought he was good. I didn't think he was lights out great. I didn't think he was Patrick Mahomes great. This year, Patrick Mahomes hasn't been Patrick Mahomes great, but you get the picture. Like, yeah. They got a lot of issues right now. One other thing, I haven't really talked about this yet, but the Raiders, it seems like these other teams, they all look like they have so much more speed. Like yesterday, the CVCA kid. I mean, that we don't have
he was flying.
We don't have anything like that. Do we have anything that remotely resembles speed?
I don't know. I think you were just upset because everybody looks slow because we're losing.
Maybe.
Are you thinking about the play where he kind of ran around Denzel Ward there?
Yeah.
Yeah. That bothered me in the moment. Yeah,
that bothered me. Do we have the game until again? Njoku has been a game breaker at times. Chubb, obviously, his whole career he's been a game breaker. I hope he can still be that. Are you seeing a lot of game breakers for the Cleveland Browns?
No.
You kind of need those in this league.
Yeah, but do you understand? Going back to Watson, you understand what I'm saying? Like if I'm just trying to call it fair, and you are too. I'm just trying to be fair. Like he played like garbage the other week. I said he played like garbage the other week. I still don't know if he's a leader. I don't think he's a leader right now. I think he's a leader because he's their franchise quarterback. And by the way, I said he's their franchise quarterback. I wouldn't call him a franchise quarterback right now, but I got to see what I see, and I'm telling you right now, what I saw was good quarterback play. They lost the game. And it's amazing. It seems that half the people out there, if I say anything nice about them, it's never going to be nice enough. And I say anything mean about them, they want me to be really mean about it. I'm like, I just want to be fair.
Well, there's no doubt that
I'm being realistic. This is the situation we're in.
The callers that we have, the reactions on social media, we're almost having two different conversations. We're having every week the weekly game conversation, and then we're having the was the trade and contract worth it conversation. I'm just putting that aside. Because
every week's a referendum on it.
But so far, it has not been worth it, obviously.
Clearly.
Obviously. It looks like one of the worst trades in the history of the NFL. But we are breaking down the game yesterday. He was good. He was a good player yesterday. He gave them plenty of opportunities to win the game. He gave Amari Cooper a chance to win the game. I don't know how that's controversial.
You would say that, but again, there are people that just want him gone. And so they
lose. Worse he plays.
That's one thing, but the worse he plays,
the quicker we get rid of him.
The quicker we get rid of him.
At least in theory.
Even though that I don't think you can really let him go, you might bench him and sit him on the sidelines for any given period of time if you wanted to, because I can't really afford to let him go because of the disastrous cap hit that it would take.
They would have to be like 2-6, I think, for...
Well, you're 1-3. You're halfway there.
Right. To really be talking about the change at quarterback or the trading of veterans, they'd have to be like 2-6. Because everybody saw what happened last year, not only with the Browns, with Joe Flacco in December, but the Bills firing Ken Dorsey, who he's, you know, he's still
buddy?
On the staff.
They go 2-6, and this is, I think, people just shooting the messenger on either side of this. They go 2-6 and he continues to look like this. He ain't going anywhere. You could trade other people. He ain't going anywhere if he plays like this. Tell me I'm wrong. I'm not. Back to the phones. JJ in Cleveland. Hello.
Hey, how y'all doing this morning?
We're doing okay, JJ. Go ahead.
I thought he played a very good game, man. Considering the offensive line still wasn't blocking that great. Amari Cooper dropping every freaking pass thrown his way. It was ridiculous. The one pass he catched for a freaking touchdown, get called back for holding.
JJ. Let me work with you on this, JJ. I'm not going against you. Shut up for a second. I'm telling you something here, okay? I'm agreeing with you, but you don't even need to use the qualifiers. He played good. I don't care about the offensive line. I don't care about the drops. I know what I saw. You know what you saw. I'm agreeing with you. He played good. This is what I'm saying. We're so used to the fight and the argument. You think anything we're going to start an argument here.
I'm just saying it's a lot of other problems on this team. Glaring problems.
That's true.
Stefanski, you don't go for a 58-yard field goal to take the lead in the first half.
Lima,
I don't get it.
Zero sense to me.
I did not understand.
Zero sense. I don't understand. And then it's like, some of the questionable play calling. We're supposed to have such a great defense. They look like trash. Hot garbage.
See? We're agreeing with each other. We're on the same page.
And then, the only person on the defensive line you hear is Tomlinson and Myles Garrett. What happened to 99? Where is he at? I can't even remember.
I saw him a little. I did see him a little bit. I did see Zadarius a little bit.
I saw his number. I know they ain't say his name, not one time. You know what I'm saying?
All right, we're
supposed to have some of the best defensive backs. We don't.
Yeah.
It's like, I don't know what's going on with this team, but it's a glaring problem. I don't know if it's coaching or they just not excited to play. But I know yesterday it wasn't on Deshaun Watson. I don't care if people want to say, he missed some reads in that last drive. Crap that last drive. What about Amari Cooper dropping a wide-open bomb when our quarterback is getting blasted? Come on, man. Trade him. They wanted to trade him.
Yeah, it was
ridiculous,
I mean, JJ,
man.
If this continues, I mean, we're still looking at a worse value. I'm sorry I got so hot with you, JJ. I just wanted to tell you, I agree with you, damn it. I agreed with you.
I feel your pain because, again, we lost against Gardner Minshew and the freaking Raiders, man.
They're not a good
team.
JJ, thank you.
And then we get to go play against Washington. And they is out here making some noise.
They're on their way up. JJ, I got to let you go. I thank you very much for the call. Raiders aren't good. I mean, I'm not going to say I'm going to kiss your bare ass on Euclid if they make the playoffs or anything like that. I just don't think the Raiders are very good. That's all. I knew we were going to get a fight after Antonio Pierce said what he had said about making business decisions. Some people thought that might be a very desperate move, getting ready for week four of all things, which, yeah, it's been that way. It's been that way in the past. But, I mean, he didn't get done playing too terribly long ago. I still think he reached out. I knew we were going to get a fight. But, man, when Max Crosby was going to be out and when Davante Adams was listed out on Friday, I go, man, I don't want to say we got this.
But the line moved. But it shifted like 4 points.
Yeah, I'm like, man.
That was a huge,
huge move. It was right there. But, guys, we ain't going to have very much fun with each other if we just can't tell the truth to each other. Like, we have to see it for what it is. Because you might not like him being here, and there's times where I certainly am sick at what I'm seeing on the football field, but this is a massive investment, and I just have to make the best of a not-so-great situation. And if he plays like this, yeah, they might be 2-6. Guess what? They'll trade other people. They won't trade him. I'm just telling you the truth of the matter. You could say I can advocate for it, but do I believe it? I don't believe that he was the problem yesterday. I'm not going to advocate in something I don't believe in. Mitch, please!
All right, guys. This sound comes to us from Tom Brady responding to a quote that Baker Mayfield had when he was on Corey Kluber's Casa de Club podcast a few weeks ago. He talked about Brady kind of stressing out the Bucs locker room during his time in Tampa. Brady responded to Baker's comments during Sunday's Bucs-Eagles broadcast on Fox.
I thought stressful was not having Super Bowl rings. So there was a mindset of a champion that I took to work every day. This wasn't daycare. If I wanted to have fun, I was going to go to Disneyland with my kids. There's a way to approach this game.
Yeah.
And it's that with the right mindset and try to push each other outside of our comfort zone. And great teammates do that.
And then after Tampa Bay's win over the Eagles, Baker was asked about Brady's response afterwards.
I think a lot of that got taken out of context. None of it was personal by any means. It's just what he demanded of the guys. And that's the aura of Tom Brady. And that's what he did to bring a championship here. And so nothing personal, but yeah.
All right, there's Baker. Am I supposed to make a big deal about what Baker said? I don't think he took it. Did he take a shot at Tom Brady? Maybe it was interpreted differently. I didn't think so.
People were alluding to it. I didn't think it was that big of a deal.
Okay. I don't know. I was very. It's a big story nationally. I understand that. I was in a cocoon yesterday watching what was transpiring. Then I saw the pregame meetup between Baker Mayfield and Tom Brady. I was like, God, we got to play well today. God, we got to win. And then we didn't win. But at least Deshaun Watson played well. Which, by the way, Xavier P. got to me. He said that the clocks a Twitter Spaces says that's all there is. Says, I have no idea.
You have to explain this to people because I'm only asking you because
Twitter Spaces?
You're saying things that people who are out there listening to us have no idea.
Okay.
Sometimes those people are sitting behind the board.
What I'm being told, I get on Twitter yesterday, something about Kennedy. Someone says that, Ken, you got clocks, your clock. I go, what is a clock? What are you talking about? Because apparently I'm being too nice about Deshaun Watson. Okay. I don't know what the clocks mean. Then all of a sudden somebody says, oh, well, there's a bunch of fans out there and they go after people online who don't like Deshaun Watson. Okay, I didn't know anything about that. And so when I'm talking to you and I'm looking at it, I go, well, to the people who can't stand Deshaun Watson, if I say anything nice about him at all, they can't stand me. And so I'm making every sort of excuse possible for him. The people who love Deshaun Watson, apparently they have clocks. Xavier P. has clocks, but he never gone after anybody, at least not from what I know. I don't see all the things he says to anybody else, but he's never gone after us. He's always the only thing he's accused us of is being fair. And apparently on the other side, they just feel that anything that you say that isn't 100% positivity about Deshaun Watson is taking his hate. I know the situation of the Browns. I know that they have to play well, and I know that he ain't going anywhere. And if he plays well, he's obviously not going anywhere. And he played well. Which Xavier said, no, it's not even just that. It's Twitter Spaces, which people get in on there and they talk on their phones on Twitter Spaces. Is that what they do? Am I right or am I wrong?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, you can go live. It's like a live streaming.
Okay. So it's a Twitter Spaces of Browns fans. That's what the clocks are supposed to represent. So that we got that big thing out there. So apparently Xavier's like, no, they don't. We don't know. No one's going after anybody. And I'm going, this is not a real website. But either way, I want us all to get along, and I want the Browns to win. And I know that he ain't going anywhere.
Yeah, 1-3, that's not happening.
No, there's not. But you even said if they go 2-6, if they go 2-6 and he played like he did yesterday, guess what, pal? He ain't going anywhere. That ain't happening. They will figure out if he plays like he did yesterday and they keep finding ways to lose, then we will have the Kevin Stefanski discussion and the Ken Dorsey discussion and maybe even the Andrew Berry discussion for all we want. We'll have the offensive line discussion. We will have the defense discussion. We'll have discussions about trading other people. Ain't going to talk about trading him or ain't going to talk about benching him or ain't going to talk about any of that. If he does the same thing he does yet, forget the numbers. Forget the numbers. He does the same stuff he did yesterday. He ain't going nowhere. That's just the truth of the matter. What's Jeff? Oh, he's laughing about something. I thought Jeff was yelling about something. Go, do you want to go to the phones real quick? Todd Maslin, hello, go.
Oh, I'm here to. Yeah, Deshaun played well enough. Guys, injuries, O-line, every year, what happens? Coaching is what it really hits to. Quick, short, something's not going on here. Somebody doesn't trust somebody, just what it is. Mm-hmm. Tough love seems to be something that needs to be done.
Todd, thank you very much for the call. I didn't think it was Deshaun. All right, we move on. Tomorrow's another day.
You going to make a video for those kindergartners and tell them
no.
Sorry for guaranteeing them?
No.
They're in their nap period right now.
Kindergartners, I don't think, take naps.
No?
No, I think that was only from Billy Madison. I don't remember taking naps in kindergarten. Does my son take naps? In kindergarten? I mean, not on purpose.
I think my kids, if they were full day, they had quiet time. One of my kids only went half day.
They're starting to get
sick. Daddy wasn't paying that extra money.
Yeah, you know that. They're starting to get sick, by the way. You'll go through that.
Oh, can't wait.
Kids go back to school. Sometimes it's like the first week they all get the sniffles. Yeah, it took a few weeks this time. Here we are.
Hey, maybe if half my offensive line is sick this week, let me know before Saturday's game.
You too, huh?
And it was a couple weeks ago, yeah.
Yeah. They've gotten a lot. Last year was tough. This year, they've gotten a lot better with letting us know.
This is like 2020 Cleveland Browns all over again. Who's going to be available this week?
Yeah.
We were running plays out in the parking lot before the game.
You know, if no one gets sick in the NFL, we could just keep this going down the way here. And that's the most youth football we will talk in front of Anthony Lima. I can guarantee that.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
I'm John Oran, and I have a new podcast called The Varsity. I will bring on the smartest people I know to break down the hottest topics in sports media. Available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 50% off site-wide and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 50% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.